Okay, members, we're live again. I know. And we are back on, and we're back to Agency 67. We still had University of Wyoming's budget open. And we've got... Okay, this... I'm going to... Okay, so we're on Agency 67. Our last action on that, correct me, Don, was with in terms of looking up in northwest Wyoming, Jackson specifically, and perhaps some... Right, that was our last action. We adopted that. And then we went back onto the floor. So that was the last action. Okay, now we have some amendments coming around, and it looks like the first... Okay, looks like the first one we'll deal with doesn't cost any money, and it's on Section 2, Agency 67, add footnote 15. And I think this came from Senator Wasserberger. So you want to explain the amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Essentially what this amendment says is it asks the University of Wyoming to start a series of meetings with Gillette College to create a four-year education degree in Gillette at the college campus there. There is no appropriation of money. I think that, quite frankly, within the university's budget and Gillette College's budget, they have money for travel, and they should be able to do this in their own budget. And essentially, Mr. Chairman, that's the amendment.
Okay, is there a second? I'll second that for discussion. Okay, any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Burns.
I guess my question would be why Gillette College as opposed to, say, Sheridan College or Central or Northwest?
Senator Wasserberger.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Essentially, I was approached before the session by various members of Gillette's boards, and they had a request to do this, and they are actually... At this point, they didn't know who to approach to start a education degree in their school, and so they were looking at the different colleges that they should approach, and so I bring this amendment in the hopes that we could start some sort of a relationship with the University of Wyoming.
So I think, you know, just the... little bit I know about these things. I mean, it's pretty competitive. I mean, I'm sure there's other out-of-state universities that are close to our borders and would love to come to Gillette and offer their degrees and articulate. And so I appreciate you bringing this. I just think if we, you know, we've, in my time in the legislature, has been this constant criticism of the University of Laramie. And to become truly the University of Wyoming, as specified in our Constitution, as our only land-grant university, free as possible, set out in the Constitution, and train all of our citizens. And then in this vast state, I think these opportunities, and I'll just speak to the University of Wyoming at Casper, it's a huge deal. It's awesome. And so... I think, and that's going to be a big part of the growth of the University of Wyoming, and particularly I think in some of these major population centers that's going on now in Cheyenne, Casper, and Gillette, I think are very important. So I'm going to support the amendment. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Conley.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Chair. Senator Wasserberger, do you know how many students in Gillette are education majors?
Mr. Chairman, I do not know. I do know that for many years I taught South Dakota State University's master level courses for school administrators. That was one program that was there. Over time, the University of Wyoming has come up and offered some master's programs. We do have a relationship. I think it's an online distance program, and it's called Grand Canyon University. So that's about all I know. If you would like, Representative, I could get back to you on that.
Mr. Chair, thanks.
Okay.
I would appreciate that. And an understanding of what the enrollment in education programs are at the other community colleges as well.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
That's
been adopted. Okay. Next, we have two amendments that look like one has the last sentence. A little change. Okay. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, brought you two. They're virtually the same amendment except for the last sentence. Doesn't... strikes the whole last sentence. The other one adds in that it may be included in an exception request later. Basically, this is, if you recall, Management Audit did a complete study, and I don't know, I can't remember who's on Management Audit other than I'm on Management Audit. This comes as a result of that assessment at the University of Wyoming with regards to their accounting system. We have appropriated previously $1 million that was to be utilized for increased enrollment, and they haven't met that, so that money's there. And I'm suggesting that we move forward with using that $1 million begin a plan and an analysis, including positions for moving their accounting system into the 22nd or 1st century, or maybe whatever we're in now. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I mean, you all know the problem there, and a lot of it deals with their Section 2 dollars in terms of knowing where those funds are and where they're not. And... this is a start. It's clearly not at all what the university, in particular Bill Mai, would suggest to us, but it is a start, and there's some money there, and it's not general fund. And so I'd urge your favorable consideration of one of these options, and we can discuss. I know that Mr. Gruber's here, and he can answer the better than I. It's really a policy call for us on whether or not you want this to be included in an exception request or just leave it out.
Is there a second? And I guess we're going to consider both these in concept right now, and we're going to kind of talk about them both. Really, the difference, Mr. Co-Chair, is whether it's one time can be included in an exception request. That's the difference, right?
That's correct.
We'll argue about that in a minute. But let's just talk about this concept of moving $1 million from the – we put in a little enrollment bonus kind of thing to encourage that a match kind of thing. And it doesn't sound like they're going to increase that. Maybe, maybe not. But let's talk about that. I guess so it's been seconded. Mr. Co-Chair, my question is, really, what's the $1 million for? I mean, is it for – bringing back a report, or I mean, I can't fund positions with $1 million because it's one-time dollars. I guess what's $1 million for?
Well, my discussions with Bill Mai was I think that he needed 9 staff people. And so this, if you do this, and that's the policy question, it'll come back as recurring. But I think it's something that's that in my discussions with him, he believes that ultimately we'll be far better ahead and we'll save money in the long run once we can get this accounting system up and running.
Ms. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, this makes sense, and I think we all trust Bill Mai and his thinking on this. The thing I think we'd like to keep track of if we do go with this is the idea here is we're consolidating the accounting system for the entire university instead of all the different colleges having their own accounting system. They should be thinning out their ranks as this consolidated system comes on and just basically reporting their findings to the central, my understanding of it, to the central accounting system. So those positions and so forth should eventually, within the next few years, come out of those various different colleges.
Well, that may or may, Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Ms. Co-Chair.
That may or may not be true because, quite frankly, the accounting is being done by, like, staff-level clerical. They're not necessarily accountants or anything. Some are using Excel and some are using QuickBooks. So I don't want to mislead anybody because I don't know that particular level of employment would necessarily be swept in, but I certainly think that there would be some advantageous ability to monitor their funds better and to better report not only to us but to trim their sales, so to speak.
Mr. Chairman, if that's the case, if that is indeed the case with a lot of these colleges, that just calls even more for the need for the $1 million to have a central accounting system. If this is just some sort of after-hours, part-time duty on the part of some adjunct professor.
Senator Perkins?
Yes, I have a question, and maybe we've got one of the folks here that can answer it. I guess at the end of the day, I mean, I don't question the need. I'm wondering is, I mean, with the what we do for the university generally, not always, but for the most part, is a block grant. It's a general amount of money that goes out there, in addition to the money that the state appropriates and sends over to the university. The university has its own sources of funds, and I'm just wondering. I mean, we look at this and what we've heard about this. I'm wondering why this isn't a top priority for the Board of Trustees as they go out and as they try and get a hold of their institution and figure out what's going on in the various colleges. I'm wondering why this is a high priority that comes to the legislature for an additional appropriation as opposed to a priority that the Board of Trustees wouldn't require to come out of whatever funds they get. And then at the end of the day, I'm trying to understand this, and I must be missing something.
Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering if we could get Mr. Groover to respond. What actually are they going to use the $1 million for?
Going to have a mic for you, Dave Groover, so everybody can hear you across the state. On the World Wide Web. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, the request initially was for this
year.
I don't
think that's working. Sorry, we got us maybe next year's appropriations.
Okay.
Mike.
The request initially this year was for $4 million. $3 million was for systems, and $1 million was for ongoing funding. This particular million would be to put in a lot of the staff needs, the amendment says including staff needs. Bill would have to decide exactly how he's going to allocate that $1 million. In talking with him yesterday, He thinks he can scrape together the $3 million from other sources for the system needs for this year. But I don't want to fool anyone into thinking that this isn't going to come back. The language at the end of that amendment is for your debate as to whether it would come back in the standard budget request or whether we'd report back and put it in an exception budget request for next year. But those positions, there are 8 accountant positions, and they would be recurring. And Senator Burns is right. How many of those folks we lose through attrition doing the job now, we can't tell you. Does it answer the question? I'm sorry. Senator Perkins' question was, why isn't this prioritized by the Board of Trustees? I can tell you that it was our third priority, I believe, that we presented to the legislature. And the answer to the question is, we don't think we have $4 million sitting around being unused that you wouldn't have to take away from other programs.
Hey, my question, Dave, is how, you know, rough, it's almost going to be half of your budget or Section 2 funds. And so this accounting system would account for all funds. And so I guess that's where I'm at. You know, I understand the general fund piece. You know, we've paid for new auditing systems all across state agencies, DEQ, got one down in the auditor's office now going. We've done all these paperless initiatives, and that's our deal. I mean, really, the University of Wyoming is another agency. They're not like community colleges, can tax themselves and do all those things. So I think we understand that. But my question is really on these other funds that you do raise through grants and those things, tuition, about at least making Section 2. I don't see anywhere, I haven't heard anything where Section 2 funds are going to somehow offset our general fund commitment for the services of auditing those Section 2 funds. Is that clear? That the long old question, kind of with a little narrative.
I think I understand, Mr. Chairman. And I can tell you this, that of those Section 2 funds, things like grants from NSF, those all are dedicated for the particular project. Now, what we recover from those are some indirect costs. It's 41.5%, generally speaking. That's what we're set at. And some of those do go back to central administration to pay for these kind of things. So we are taking some of those. And other Section 2 funds, such as dorms and things like that, they're really kind of enterprise funds. Same thing. They pay for that system. But there is, people refer to it as a skim, so I'll call it a skim, but whatever you want to call it, that is taken and paid towards central administration. And that
okay.
Would be part of this.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Any other discussion then on this? I guess I'd like to make an amendment to this proposal, and I guess the one I'm looking at is more about the $1 million shall not be included in the standard budget request, but may be included in the exception request. So along with this report, my amendment to this amendment would be that we spell out that this is $1 million matched by $3 million of university funds. That's what was referenced to us, so make that clear to everybody. That they come back when they report back that there is, number two, the plan to reclassify existing positions that are currently used in bookkeeping and those kind of accounting and those kind of budgetary positions. Somebody's keeping track of all this money right now, and we want to pull all those in across all the colleges. And then my third point in this report would also to be what the plan is to bill Section 2 type funds to make sure that they're fairly, you know, they're paying their fair share, basically, of this system, which is nearing 50%. So that's my amendment, that report would contain those components. And I'm open to any other components, too. Do I have a second?
Second.
Or is that friendly? Or I don't know. Okay, we're on a second on that. Representative Nicholas.
Mr. Chairman, I would just add to what you just said and also have in that report a plan of what the total cost is going to be. Because I've heard numbers anywhere from $10 to $30 million of the total rollout of this. So we'd like to know what the hard numbers of those are and where they come from.
Total rollout and the timeline, how it's going to look. So that'd be part point four, Don. That's how I got it. So the match, the reclassifying, how Section 2 is going to be billed, and the total rollout timeline, what's the grand plan, how this looks. Okay, and then I guess, yeah, that's good. So that's, we got an amendment and to the amendment and a second. Any discussion on that reporting requirements? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Just a moment.
Okay, Mr. Co-Chair.
I just have a question on this reclassifying positions. Because I don't think they're necessarily classified as accountants or whatever, and so reclassifying, I don't know if those positions exist. I think somebody's doing double duty to run the little accounting thing, and so I have a real question about the reclassification.
And I guess, Mr. Co-Chair, to try to answer your question, my point is really, are there positions, you know, that can be reclassified? I mean, how many employees are at the University of Wyoming? Section 1, Section 2 funded employees. Does anybody know that top of their head? Anybody know that? Certainly, I think there's people who are doing accounting-type, budgetary-type things that could possibly be reclassified. And so I guess we want to know that. And maybe the answer is none. Maybe it is, but I don't know that. So that's why I bring it, Mr. Co-Chair.
Right.
Any other discussion on the amendment to the amendment? Okay. All those in favor of that amendment to the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that's been adopted. Now we're on the original motion as amended. And, Mr. Co-Chair and members, I guess I'm looking at the one that says it will not be part of the standard budget request, but can come back as an exception request. Okay, members, are there? Moved by Representative Nicholas, as a, by Mr. Co-Chair. As amended, okay. Donna, you guys got, we've been semi-clear on what we, okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that motion has been adopted. Okay, are there other amendments on to Agency 67?
Mr. Chairman?
Don, go ahead.
Staff would like to clarify. This morning, Representative Muniz sponsored the red and black amendment regarding the science initiative and the proposal for the agriculture. I think there was some confusion probably on staff's part as well that the red portion was not adopted yesterday. So the entire language, both the red and black portions, were new, and I think there was a feeling that only the black part was new.
So the what passed this morning was that entire piece of paper, red and black. And for you colorblind folks, just that kind of same colored, that black out there. Okay. Anything else? Good. Okay. Any other amendments to Agency 67? So any CapCon issues, those issues are later on. Okay. Okay, move to close. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Agency 67 is closed. Now, 68 is psychologist examiner. 69 is witchy.
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Senator Mearns.
Ms. Chairman, when you moved into this, you moved into it as a block of five, and
I did.
Representative Moniz jumped out there with 67
okay, sure.
on the university. I wanted to go back to 66, the Wyoming Tourism Board.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Move to open Agency 66. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's now open. Senator Mearns.
Mr. Chairman, as I've mentioned to a few of you, this from August 9th through August 15th, Wyoming will be hosting the world's largest fireworks convention up in Gillette at the Gillette Complex. And we'll have 800 pyrotechnicians who are coming in, plus their families, so it'll be about 1,200 people. We've had it there three times before. Every time it's the most popular single event that Complex has ever had in terms of attendance for their events, which are basically fireworks shows to the public. Mr. Chairman, what I'd like to do is I'd like to motion for $20,000 one time to come out of the 2015 contingency. That starts, I believe, July 1st, 2015, for $20,000 to sponsor one of the fireworks shows that'll go on. That'll probably be either the Tuesday night, the 12th, or Wednesday night, the 13th. I think it behooves us to ask to act as proper hosts for them coming in. And frankly, that'll sponsor a hell of a fireworks show.
That would be a heck of a fireworks show. That's been seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Representative Stubbs.
So I guess my question is, the fireworks show is going to happen whether we spend this $20,000 or not, I'm assuming. And if that's the case, are we kind of just doing this out of the goodness of our heart, or why are we spending it if it's going to happen anyway?
Mr. Chairman, it's not going to necessarily happen anyway. The Pyrotechnics Guild International is trying to decide whether to have four nights of fireworks or three nights of fireworks, and that at this point is still dependent on how much we can raise in funds. And so this would actually be the sort of not different than an anchor tenant in a mall or something. It would be the anchor show that would then attract smaller shows.
Okay, Representative Nicholas.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And Representative Burns, I'd like to amend this if it's possible, because what I would like to do is have this so that if you raise enough for four shows, then we will add the $20,000 to it for one or all of the shows. But we don't want to say that, in other words, we want to bring in more, not like, be a substitute for less. Does that make sense?
You mean for the four nights?
Correct. I mean, you said there was ability to, Mr. Chairman, to there may or may not be enough funds raised on who shows up. I want to have this as an encouragement for people to show up. So say that if you raise enough funds for four shows, then the state of Wyoming is going to add $20,000 to enhance the shows as opposed to paying for one night of the shows. So that, in other words, it's a carrot instead of a guarantee.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator?
We already have three nights guaranteed. We already have the funding for three nights. It's the fourth night I'm still trying to raise the funds for.
So, Mr. Chairman, my amendment would be that if you raise funds for a fourth show, then we'll add $20,000 that you can put on either one of the or all of the shows. In other words, go out and raise it, and then you get an extra $20,000 for the fourth show.
There is amendment to second to this amendment to the amendment? There is none. So, okay, we're back on the original motion for the $20,000. Any other discussion? Senator Hastert, did you have...
Well, Mr. Chairman, it seemed to me that and I'll just, and when we were having the discussion about these other motions in way of modifying it, that we were basically saying tonight's fireworks display is brought to you by the state of Wyoming, and and that's what we were buying, and it sounded like a good idea. Although you may say $20,000 up in smoke, but it's cool.
Hey, any other questions? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That motion has failed. Are there any other motions on the tourism board? Okay, move to close agency 66. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been closed. So we did 67. I asked about 68, 69. Now 70. Is 70, 72, 75, 77. Let's go 70 through 79, and that's six agencies. Enhanced Oil, Retirement, Board of Outfitters, ETS. Do we have to go into that, or did we get those two positions taken care of? We've already done that. Okay. ETS, Mental Health, Licensing, and Board of Nursing. Okay, the next agencies are 80 through 85.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
I'd move to open agency 80, corrections.
Move to open. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is now open. Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, and this motion affects money we've already appropriated, but just the timing of it on the adult community corrections and split sentencing, we appropriated those monies for July 1st, 2015 contingency funds. I'd move that those be included in the immediately available funds.
And that's $400,000 for adult community corrections and $217,500 on split sensing. Those are the second year appropriations. Those are a couple issues where we only give them 1 year funding. That's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? Go ahead, Mr. Co-Chair.
Question. I'm just trying to understand. We already did it for the 2015 contingency.
Yeah,
I understand why it needs to be moved to immediate.
Okay, go ahead, Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, in part it's because it's in contingency, and really what this was, when we met with them last year, we made them come back to us. We only appropriated 1 year worth of funds, and we made them come back to us to talk about these two programs before they got the second year worth of funds. So this, unlike any other agency, if they need to access that second year prior to July 1st, they don't have that mechanism. And secondly, this is part of their standard budget, so I just don't think it's appropriate to have it in a contingency when we have immediate funds available.
Okay. So if the stock market crashed and that 76 and the 40 is not available and it's farther down on the contingency list, these folks would be out of a second-year budget is the way you're bringing this. Understanding? Okay, any other discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted. Any other amendments on Agency 80? Okay, move to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is now closed. Now, 81 through 85 are left Board of Parole, Occupational Therapy, Professional Geologists, and the Wyoming Business Council is 85.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Conley.
I move to open Agency 85.
Move to open. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's now open. Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to add a footnote to this division, and in particular to its Women's Council. And I'd like the footnote to direct the Women's Council to use some of their existing resources to develop a report for the JAC and the Joint Minerals and Economic Development Committee on tools and best practices for private sector employers to use to narrow the gender wage gap.
Okay, is there a second? It's been seconded by Senator Haster. Further discussion? Any further discussion? Any questions? Okay, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That motion's been defeated. Okay, any further motions? Okay, move to close then, Wyoming Business Council. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's closed. Okay, now we're up to, we'll take Supreme Court as 101. Okay, 102 are Board of Law Examiners, and let's move through Agency 160, which would be Judicial Conduct and Ethics, District Attorney District 1, and then District 7, County and Prosecuting Attorneys is 160. Okay, how about 167 through 211? That would be UW Medical Education, the LSO, Legislative Service Office. 205 is Education School Finance, and 206 is Wyoming Department of Education.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Conley.
I move to open Agency 205.
Move to open 205. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 205 is open. Representative Conley.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. And what I'd like to do in this agency is move the governor's recommendation for the ECA for K-12 education. I'm sure that we all had time to think about this over the weekend and thought it would be time for a second discussion on that.
Okay, and then is there a second? Seconded by Senator Wasserberger. Okay, further discussion.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Representative Conley.
Okay, Mr. Chair, just to remind the committee that this COLA accounts for inflation and ensures that the purchasing power has not degraded from school year 2013-14 into the 2015-16 biennium. It's not a merit increase. We raise funds going to K through 12 for both energy and materials based on inflation. What this ECA does is simply use the exact same calculation that we used for energy and supplies for personnel.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
It's been defeated. Any other motions on Agency 205?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we put $284,500 from the School Foundation into First People's Center for Education on the condition that it only be spent in the state of Wyoming.
Is there a second? Second for discussion. Go ahead, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, the First People's Center for Education used to be called the Center for, I think it was Native American, Aleutian, Alaskan, and Hawaiian. It's basically an organization that's been around 15 years up in, based out of the Sheridan area, that teaches teachers to teach Native Americans. They've had outstanding results. Going on to reservations and basically, and in some cases, bringing the teachers back to Sheridan. But the results for the students, as far as their accomplishments competency, has been nothing short of outstanding. This legislature did fund them for a few years, I believe up until 2006, then they didn't ask for any more. They have been on federal funding, but they've been victimed by by sequestration out of the federal government. They're actually asking for a little over $1 million over 3 years. The $284,500 is just for this year, and it's part of the $450,000 that they want to spend at Elementary, Wyoming Indian Middle School, and St. Stephen's for the development of the teachers. I think this is something that our Native American brethren can benefit from. And I'm not asking for any more. I'm asking it for one time. That way we can take another look at it come the next budget cycle. But right now, if we didn't give them the money, it's going to disrupt the program for the rest of the school year.
Okay. And there was a second. Don, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, just two technical points. Specifically, this is to the Department of Education, which is your next budget, 206. I think you opened
it
up
is.
205.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, no, that's right. So we're going to hold that thought. We better close 205 and open 206. Thank you. Are there any other amendments on 205? Okay, move to close 205. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's closed. Now, motion to open 206. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's now open. So Senator Burns will pick up where we left off.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize for that. Everything I just said applies.
Okay. Any other discussion? Representative Stubbs, Don, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, we also had one more technical note. The amendment that was circulated isn't written quite the same as Senator Burns indicated, and maybe we should correct that. But I think staff would have the same issue that we had last year with the father factor,
right?
Appropriating to a specific entity not under the direct control of the state, and legal counsel can speak to that if you want. So we wrote it in a bit more generic term than appropriating funds directly to a nonprofit.
Correct.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay. Senator Burns.
I thank Don for that and the other the only other thing I would add to that footnote is that the money's to be used within the state of Wyoming exclusively.
Okay. Any further discussion,
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just curious: do they receive funding from any other states for their work first, and then second? I'm assuming they're a nonprofit, but I don't know that.
Senator?
Mr. Chairman, they are a nonprofit. They're 501c3. Or maybe C4. I can't remember which. I know they get federal funding. I do not know what state funding they might get, other states. I do know that they contract with other states.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That motion's been defeated. Okay, any other amendments on Section 206? Okay, all those...
Mr. Chairman.
Don, go ahead.
I just raised this, and the House has already had a discussion of House Bill 13, I believe it is, today, regarding a striking out of the footnote. If you wanted to do that in the budget, you can do so as well. I just bring that to your attention.
Yeah, and I've talked to a few of you about that, whether there's any, you know, it's up to the members if you want to just let the bill ride or... How's your opportunity?
Mr. Chairman, striking out of which footnote?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to strike out the footnote.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? I think we all... Really, I think the discussion about whether you let this bill run its course and
so would the motion be that in the event the bill is not passed, then the...
Yes.
Then we strike the footnote?
That's the way I see it, Don, like we've done with the other two issues with YDOT 10 cent and park fees.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think we need to do it just because the Department of Education is hamstrung if we don't do it in terms of moving forward until the budget says.
Mr. Chairman?
Hey, Senator Burns.
In addition, this is a footnote that was put on the budget bill. That's what we're responsible for, so I think it is our responsibility to either uphold it or strike it.
And it was put on the House floor. Okay, and the language was changed in conference, but... Okay, any other discussion? I think everybody knows the issue. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So that motion's been adopted. Okay. Any other amendments on 206? Okay, move to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's now closed. Now we'll finish this out with Agency 211 through...
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Perkins.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move to open Agency 211, Board of Equalization.
Board of Equalization. Boy, I didn't get far. Okay, 211. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's now open. Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman was visiting with the Board of Equalization. Obviously, it's a very small but important agency that administers state-assessed properties as well as the does the appeal work for appeals from the local boards of equalization in each county. In talking to one of the members of the board, one of the members' term is up. Another member is up for reappointment. And so what you've got is you've got one, at least one, if not two, of the members that that will be new. So what I would propose is that we would add $7,000 of budget to their travel and educational budget. If you remember it, well, for those that were on the committee last year, we struck a significant amount of the travel and education budget for them. With this change in events, they don't have the money in their budget right now to get the training for both of these, or at least one of them, which will be a new person to take office on the middle of the year, here at the end, close of the fiscal year. So that's the motion. That's the.
Is there a second? I represent Nicholas. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor, Don, go ahead.
Just to clarify, the amount, 7.5?
No, 7,000.
7,000, and from what?
From immediately available funds.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That's been adopted. Move to close. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
It is now closed. Now, Agency 220, Environmental Quality Council, 251, Board of Veterinary Medicine, and finally 270, Office of Administrative Hearings. Okay, I think that clears all the agencies. Now we've...
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Burns.
Is it possible to go back and reopen one?
We generally, that'd be two round robins, and we, but if we skipped over something, I don't have a problem, but we're bumping up against the 2 o'clock.
Mr. Chairman, this is a very quick one. No money involved.
Yeah, go ahead. What agency?
I move we reopen agency 37, state engineer.
We never did have that open, did we?
No, we didn't.
Okay, move to open. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry I forgot about this, but it's something that's bugged me for decades. I would put a footnote on the state budget forbidding the water commissioners from going on vacation during the months of July and August.
Is there a second? That motion dies for lack of a second. Okay, move to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's closed. Thank you for that. Okay. So we have one bill on third reading that we have to be there to vote. We're going to need all of us probably to be there. And then we can come back, I think. And then we're on three. Go ahead, Section 3.
Capital construction and then Section 300s.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So we'll be back.